listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times and Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. I'm really glad to have Patrick Highsmith with me today. He is the president and CEO of Timberline Resources. That's a sponsor to this show. I'm really happy to have them as sponsors because it's a company that I'm very excited about, own some shares personally, and it is a recommendation in my newsletter. Of course, Patrick's been with us many times. He is a very experienced exploration geologist, worked on over 250 projects around the world with some major mining companies, household name companies, and now he's with his junior to help them find a major deposit, and it looks like he has a good shot at that, which is why I'm really happy to have the company as a sponsor and have Patrick here with me today. Before I say hello to Patrick, I should tell you that stock trades in the United States under TLRS is a symbol. Canadians can buy it under TBR. There's approximately 160 million shares out, 15 cents only in U.S. money. That gives it a market cap of around $24 million. Welcome, Patrick, and thank you so much for joining me again.
Hello, Jay. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's really good to have you. I know we're a little disappointed. We were hoping to see some assays before you come out, come on the show again. I think the last time we had you on was August 2nd. Perhaps you can provide an update as to what's transpired since August, since early August, and between then and now.
Absolutely, Jay. We've been actively drilling at our Eureka project in Nevada. In fact, right now we have two core rigs on the project. The plan is to drill around 6,000, 6,500 meters, mostly core drilling, but also reverse circulation. And the program's been going well, Jay. We're under budget and right on schedule. We should drill through September and well into October. The only thing, as you've been hearing from many of us geos on your show, assay labs are a bit slow. You know, the data's coming out okay now, but this is the week of the Beaver Creek Precious Metals Summit, Jay. I'll be up there starting tomorrow evening. And we will have a news release almost certainly within the next week. And unfortunately, we're just sort of finishing up those numbers and getting ready to issue that news release. But as far as progress, we're probably about 75% or so through with the program. We've actually drilled more meterage with reverse circulation than we thought. We're ahead of plan there because it's been so much more efficient, so much less costly than planned. On the core drilling, we're right on track there, and we have about 4 or 5 holes left in what's probably a 25-hole drill program, Jay. And we'll be putting results out, you know, starting within the next week in groups of, you know, 4 or 5 holes, something like that, that makes sense geographically. And right now we're focusing on the water well zone, which I've a discovery area that we've talked about with you before.
Yeah, exactly. And why is that important? I mean, why are you focused on that mostly?
Well, the water well zone, you know, started really earlier this year to really stand out. Over the last 2 years, we've been drilling in what we call the lookout trend around our historic resource there. And a few years ago, Timberline made what is now turning out to be a fairly significant discovery, we believe, just east of the existing resource at Lookout Mountain. And it's this area called the water well zone. It's the same rocks that come to surface and have a significant 500,000-ounce low-grade resource there. But as they get down dip to the east, Jay, the roots of that area are higher grade. And this is not in the resource area. And we've been drilling there and announcing, as we did earlier this year, starting, I think, in February, some really exciting results there that were game changers. You know, we drilled two really significant intercepts announced in February and March. The first one of those was 44 meters at over 4 grams, which includes 12 meters of 9.2 grams. So really nice, thick, well-developed intercept of Carlin-type mineralization. And then the second hole, so far the best hole we've drilled in that zone, 41 meters of 5.03 grams per ton, which included 19.8 meters of 9.5 grams. So again, higher grades, thicker intercepts than we'd previously seen on the project. And that's really put the water well zone and on the map as not only a likely addition to our resource, but at much higher grades than the project has previously been known for. So clearly, we are going to focus at the water well zone, and probably about 75%, 80% of the drilling in this program is in and around that discovery area, Jay.
Mm-hmm. And so you have this resource around 500,000 ounces, as I recall, of 0.62 grams per ton, something like that. Do you see these higher grades? Is this part of the same system then? And what you have at the top is a sort of a leakage of the higher grade mineralization below?
Wow, fantastic terminology there, Jay. You sound like a geologist. We recently wrote a technical paper where we discussed that low-grade resource as likely the up-dip sort of leakage from a bigger system at depth. We've put several cross-sections out there in our presentation and in various venues around the business that show that mineralization going to depth. We've drilled it to over 300 meters in some areas. Other areas we have high grade coming within 140 meters of the surface, but it does have deeper roots. There's a big geophysical anomaly, Jay, that suggests we're occupying a structural corridor here that was the plumbing, you know, the fractures, the faults in the rock. The plumbing for that system, and we're drilling around the not too deep, but still down dip extensions of that zone, and what we find here, to be clear, would be in addition to that resource, and really, as I said, these thicker runs of much higher grade mineralization. So as we get closer down into that feeder system, it seems as though we're able to consistently hit this one interval, this one zone, that every time we drill it, we hit some gold. And very often, it's thick and well-developed grade, as the intercepts I just described.
Mm-hmm. Now, an interesting development that's recently occurred is a discovery of some high-grade silver and base metal mineralization. It's either next to or is it overlapping with your gold mineralization? I'm not quite clear on that.
Yeah, look, it's becoming a theme in the belt, Jay. We announced a little bit to the northeast of these water well zone holes last year, an interval, well, early this year, but it was last year's drilling, a significant intercept, over 200 meters of over 5 grams per ton silver. Now, it also had gold with it, but that was really part and parcel of this historic district, Jay. We drilled into a silver system that probably came first, geologically speaking, you know, over 100 million years ago. And that's what Eureka was known for, by the way, high-grade silver back in the day. And these are some of the southernmost intercepts that have identified this system. But if you follow this same corridor of rocks, what we call the Eureka Gold Belt now, up across Timberline's property, and you go north over the ridge and look down there at I-80 Gold's Ruby Hill Archimedes Project, you'll see the same rocks, and they just announced a spectacular, of course, drill intercept that Ewan Downey's been discussing with his followers, and I'm sure folks may have seen that, but over 28 meters of 500 grams silver with up to 29% lead and zinc and a bit of gold as well. So I guess the thing that folks will tune in on and may learn a lot about in the coming weeks and months as they follow news releases from us and I-80 as well, is this district, like many important mining districts in Nevada, has at least two generations, the silver-lead-zinc mineralization, which came in 100 million years ago, and then later, Carlin-type gold mineralization using the same plumbing, often around, under, intimately intertwined with that silver system, is the Carlin-type system, which dates back to about 40 million years ago. So, it's definitely something we knew we would encounter. We can see it at surface in the district in places, and we see it in drill holes, just as our neighbors at I-80 Gold do.
It's very exciting, and of course, we're waiting with bated breath for the assays. I know you are, even more so. Any idea when we might be treated to those? You think very shortly, a couple of days perhaps from now.
Yeah, we're really close, Jay. We started drilling in June, and the core is a little bit slower. You have to cut the core, get it to the lab. But we're really into the groove now, Jay. Assays are coming in quite regularly. I have to say the labs have probably staffed up and improved things a little bit. But this first cluster of holes, which is in the central and southern part of the water well zone, We literally are certainly within a week of having a nice cluster of holes to announce in a news release. We're double checking and finalizing numbers there. And then we should have regular news flow. That's the good thing now that you're into the groove, right through this third trimester of the year, certainly right through October, November, a pretty steady news flow. And of course, that's what we've been waiting for, and kind of the downside of these summer drill seasons when you have to wait for your assays.
Well, I'm really looking forward to them as an owner of some shares myself, and my subscribers to my newsletter, I know, are very interested as well. I can't wait. Patrick, you may have some time next week. I think we would. If you have some results, I would love to have you back, perhaps to tell our listeners about them next Tuesday, if you'd be available.
Very generous. Glad you have a gap there, Jay. We'll certainly do that. If we get this news release out as anticipated, we'll certainly come back and go over the numbers with you and allow you to ask any questions that may come to mind.
That would be great. And just one more thing, if I might. I know that as a seasoned geologist, you worked with big mining companies. You're not interested in tiny little deposits. They don't make any economic sense. Can you give us an idea or some sense of the potential magnitude or scale of your gold as well as the silver and base metals target?
Well, absolutely, Jay. We're in a world-class district here. This is already 10 million ounce gold district in the sort of land of the giants in Nevada, the leading gold producing region in North America. We got a tiger by the tail here. We really believe we're looking at a large Carlin-type system, multiple pods of mineralization, no doubt, as we evidence all the time. We're continually mentioning, new prospects in new areas like Oswego and Windfall and New York Canyon and places like that. And so there may be multiple pods to it, Jay, but as the biggest claim owner in the district, the Eureka District, which already has 10 million ounces, most of which is up at I-80 Gold's spectacular project, of course. We believe the potential here exists to grow this project beyond 3 million ounces, perhaps 5 million ounces of total gold endowment or more. And, we're in the fairly early days of that, but boy, have we learned a lot, Jay, in the last 2 years since I came on board. And with Steve Osterberg running things in the field, we're able to, I think, really get our hit rate up and show folks that when we go out to drill, we're going to keep hitting gold and putting this puzzle together. So we're going to grow it, and I believe the potential's there. Potential is there to reach 5 million ounces of Carlin-type gold. And the silver, up at I-80, they may well put that silver into production. We haven't yet hit bonanza-grade silver here, but if we do, those deposits are not incompatible with mining that type of stuff in Nevada, particularly if our neighbors at I-80 are going to put in a flotation plant a few years down the track and focus on that. So exciting district and a lot of potential. Just like you said, we're not messing around with a small project.
Well, I was quite convinced of that, but I wanted to hear you say that. And I-80 is just such an exciting story. It's also one that I follow, one that I own, and one that's in my newsletter. So. Boy, if you've got anything that comes close to that, I don't know. If people understood what the potential is here, you wouldn't be selling at 15 cents a share, but that means people that can perceive of what you might have coming here might want to pay some attention, and really do look forward to having you on next week with some assays if they're available by then, Patrick. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you. Always great to be here, Jay.
You bet. All right, folks. Well, don't go away, because when we come back, John Rubino will be with me, and he's going to talk about supply chain disruptions and how they may impact the precious metals markets and other markets of importance. So don't go away. We'll be right back with John Rubino.
Timberline Resources is a mineral exploration and resource development company focused on gold discovery in the world-class mining jurisdiction of Nevada. The company's flagship Eureka Project hosts a significant gold resource and drill-indicated upside potential at nearby higher-grade targets. Timberline Resources trades in Canada under the symbol TBR and on the OTCQB in the U.S. under the symbol TLRS. To learn more about this district-scale asset with exciting discovery potential, please visit www.timberlineresources.co.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.